ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानान्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितामेना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय साष्टांग दंडवत प्रणाम्स अंडर द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर मोस्ट वर्शिपफुल श्री गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद शिष्यमद भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी श्रील गुरु महाराज त्वरूपानुगा गुरुवर्ग एंड ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवास एंड वैष्णवीज। सो इन दिस मंथ फाल्गुन जस्ट लाइक द मंथ ऑफ माघ सो मेनी फेस्टिवल्स। Of course, the highlight is the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this Purnima. But before that, and all his associates, many of his associates appearing. So even before Prabhupada appeared, his appearance day yesterday, his dear servant Param Gurudev appeared 2 days before. And also, along with appearance of Prabhupada, is also his servant's appearance. And today also another of his sevaks, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. So yesterday we had good fortune to be reminded of how glorious this family of Srila Prabhupada, and we're very fortunate. Yesterday we had the association of all the devotees, especially like very senior devotees, and I've seen some of them like really very old, some only one leg even, and like some in even their old age, they're coming here to celebrate. There some coming from Govardhan, like Akinchan Maharaj, he was coming alone yesterday, and I said, oh, I'm so tired, because like he came all the way from Govardhan alone, and he came and said, oh, give me some water, I'm so tired, so let me rest for 5 minutes. And then we gave him a bed. Then after that, it's like, no, I have to go now. I have to go to the Vaishnavas. So then he came here. But not just him. I've seen like someone only even with one leg. And he has this bike. And he has this, this cane. And coming here. And I see anyone can celebrate on their own. But here, We can see all the Vaishnavas here, and we're celebrating. This is our family, and we're discussing all the speciality of this family, especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So very fortunate those who have joined. And last night Prabhupada has given like very a deep appreciation of like really how to see our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So now this opportunity has given to give some Pushpanjali, and we take this opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada. We know that he's an eternal associate of Sri Radha and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As an eternal associate of Sri Radha Krishna, she is Nayan Mani Manjari. And as eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is known as Bimala Prasad. He himself is the Prasadam of Bimala Devi, the mother of the universe. Of course, Bimala is also a name of Srimati Radharani. So many glorifications we have heard yesterday, but some it's important to highlight some of the specialities. Like when we talk of Srila Prabhupada, then really we should appreciate that if not for Prabhupada, really, where are we now? It was, even the Goswamis have come Mahaprabhu has come, the Goswamis have come, and they have written all the like books. And it's also now distributed, at that time, distributed all in India, because the disciples of Jiva Goswami have distributed them. Foremost, Narottam Das Thakur and others. Then, after that, Srila Vishwanatha Saraswati Thakur and like fortified all these teachings. But then after that, we know time passes by and corrupting like teachings. And we know how difficult the time is for actual devotees. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has come. And again, he has written so many things to try to make us understand really what is this teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the teachings of our Goswamis. And ultimately, he has given us that gift of Mayapur. But of course, his other gift is his own son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whom, if not for him, then even Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there, his teachings would have also, after some time, become lost. So it was actually Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like Jiva Goswami, he has gathered all the books of Rupa Goswami and making it so that people will learn and really understand. So all the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the gifts, this is distributed foremost because of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Now we have all these very important books, the Jaiva Dharma and all these things. Now we understand the glories of Mayapur. Why? Because of Prabhupada. He made, like yesterday, Prabhupada very clearly said that he made all these training centers. So one is, teachings are there, but for someone to patiently give the facility so people will be trained properly and know. So he gave these training centers of they call the Gaudiya Math. And really, with that, we have to understand, and Vaishnavas are showing to us that when we talk of Gaudiya Math, really meaning followers of Srimati Radharani. The first Gaudiya himself is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself. He is the first Gaudiya. And all his followers are also Gaudiya. They're all followers of Srimati Radharani. So, by mercy of Prabhupada, then he has provided us understanding who is our family, understanding what is really the bloodline of this family, that this family of Mahaprabhu is this Rupanuga Guru Varga, the members of this Bhagavat Parampara. So Prabhupada, first thing, he made us understand what is our parampara. Then we can really see, oh, this is our family, what is the speciality of this family. So at that time, it's very unclear. So many people teachings many in the name of religion, they're teaching so many things. So this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing and trying to teach, that only Shuddha Bhakti, we have to have understanding and discrimination of knowing what is real Shuddha Bhakti. This Anya Vilashita Sunyam Gyan Karmadi Anavritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam. This Uttama Bhakti. This is as described by Rupa Goswami. So then, especially in this Uttama Bhakti, Rupa Goswami, they are giving this gift, service at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, becoming her Palya Dasi. This is the speciality of this line. And we see the foremost preachers of this. This Prabhupada is showing to us, here, after Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, after the six Goswamis, then there's Narottam Srinivas Shamananda. Then there's Vishwanath Saraswati Thakur. He's showing to us, this is our parampara. It's not determined by the external line of the diksha, because that's not enough. By just because one has diksha, does not make you like really a member of this parampara unless you follow the shiksha. And the pure conception of this shiksha, Prabhupada is showing to us this. So this is Gauravani. This is the teachings. And he's showing to us who is our Ishtadev. And as mentioned by Prabhupada yesterday, as pointed out in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. So, and they are none different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and in practice of Shuddha Bhakti, Prabhupada is showing this principle of Daivi Varnashram, this principle of Yukta Vairagya. You don't like make this show renunciation, this false renunciation. Everything can be utilized in the service of Bhagavan. When at the time of Prabhupada, many would criticize him. Like, what kind of sannyasi he is? He's riding train. He's wearing watch like this. But he's just showing everything you can utilize in the service of Bhagavan. You accept everything, but without any attachment, but only in the mood of service. So we can see that in all his disciples. Because as we know, his disciples, they are all these expansions. Like today, Srila Bhakti Saranga Goswami's appearance, Prabhupada himself, he has glorified that he is an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one time, Prabhupada was crying because and telling he's an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And many, because we know Prabhupada himself is an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in the Leela, like our Goswami is there in the Leela of being sadhaks. So now we know what he did. He chanted like 3 lakhs Harinam every day before he started his like preaching mission. He's showing to us an example that before you do all these like big like preaching projects like this. Like some people, they just chant for 6 months or 1 year and now they think they're so enthusiastic. I'm going to conquer the world and like this. So, okay, very good to be enthusiastic, but everything has to have foundation. What is our foundation? Very strong bhajan. Like Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Swami, he's doing very deep bhajan in Radha Damodar. Before he started preaching to the West, he's following his Guru Maharaj. Before his Guru Maharaj started his Gaudiya Math, then he's doing this very strong bhajan, starts chanting 3 lakhs Harinam every day and living very simple life. So, like this. But we know at that time, Mahaprabhu appeared to him, Panchatattva appeared to him and telling, don't worry, we will provide you all facility and all like manpower to help in this mission. So then, like today I was reading about Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. One time, Prabhupada, he was on a preaching group in Kanpur. And at that time, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, he was new and he was not sannyasi. He used to be like very good like officer in the railways. That's why he's like in a very good position. He's coming from a very high class Brahmin family. So then he said that he was not there. He had to go somewhere. So Prabhupada was with the group. Then the local district magistrate came to meet Prabhupada and they were talking. But then just before this district magistrate left, he actually gave some very unpleasant comment. He said, oh, so it's your mission to convert all these educated people into mendicants, to make them into all these mendicants. Because yeah, he has very qualified like disciples, they're all very educated, and he can see it. But he said, oh, you're making them into mendicants. But then he left like this. Prabhupada, he was unhappy. And actually, Prabhupada was telling to, at that time, his name, Atula Chandra. He was telling this. And Atula Chandra Prabhu could understand, oh, Prabhupada is unhappy. This district magistrate is telling like this. So immediately, without telling Prabhupada, after he went riding a horse carrier, went to this district magistrate and telling, like, oh, you don't know how much trouble you're giving your life by meeting Prabhupada and telling like this. You're thinking he's just an ordinary person. He's an eternal associate of Bhagavan. And by insulting him, you're just ruining 14 generations of your family, your dynasty, like this. And actually, he was telling, I'm coming from a high-class like Brahmin family. And more higher like that, the same situation also, like many situations like this, that some people would question their activities in Gaudiya Math. Like they would say, they would see their publishing in their patrika. Atula Chandra, he's actually the editor of the weekly Gaudiya. So they would go getting subscription, and they would see in the magazine, they're publishing Srimad Bhagavatam. But then they're putting pictures of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, putting pictures of Prabhupada. So then these people, they would say like, oh, Bhagavatam is very like pure, and it's Bhagavan's words. It's completely transcendental. Why putting picture of mortal man like this? So then immediately, like Maharaj was like, oh, because you don't know what is Bhagavat. There's the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat, and you have no understanding what's the difference. Therefore, you say like this. Then he would quote verses like Sakshaharit Dvainas Masa Sastrair. The guru is the person Bhagavat. You cannot even understand this Bhagavatam without them. And don't think with your material mind, oh, you are putting just mortal persons in his picture in the magazine. So like this, and then he would say, I am coming from a very high class Brahmin family, because you know at that time people have this conception so much of this caste distinctions. So he would give them a taste of their own like a medicine. So he said like, oh, I'm coming from a very high class Brahmin family, that 14 generations of your family would consider very fortunate if they can drink water from the place where I pass urine, like that. He would say like that. And the same thing he would tell to this district magistrate, and the same thing, in the same mood, he would even tell one time all the Gaudiyas were banned from coming inside the temples here in Vrindavan, because the panda of this Monkey Vihari was telling, oh, they are Harijans. You know, like, they have this term before, Harijan, considered like low caste people, like this, like, but really Harijan means people of God, people of Hari. But that is like the term they used to say, the poor people, like many the outcasts. And Gandhi was actually the one who popularized this, like he's the champion, the friend of all this Harijan, like this. But they're telling like, oh, they're low caste people, don't welcome them in the temple. So the same way also, he meeting with the pandit of, or the Gosai in Madan Mohan temple, and telling the same, remember, he's gathering all the Brahmin disciples of Prabhupada and approaching them and saying like, what have we done that is against Shastra? That's against the principles of real dharma. That we are following, like, what is against, that we are contradicting the principles of Varnashram dharma, like this. That you will not allow us, and you give us, like, restriction from coming even to see Bhagavan. So he said, you see, I'm coming from, I forgot what type of Brahmin family. And he said, like, remember that time when all these Brahmins you sent to our family to be accepted as wife in our, like, one, I think his daughter, husband of his daughter, I think. Then he said, and we refused Because we cannot even, we hate the idea even to take like meal with you, to eat with you, with your group, like this. And now you are thinking that we are not welcome, and more than that, you think that my Guru Maharaj, I am coming from high class Brahman, I surrender to this Guru, to my Guru Maharaj, and thinking that he's an ordinary person. So he's telling like this also to this district magistrate. And so the district magistrate was so scared. And immediately he came and went to Prabhupada and apologized. And even giving some donation. So like this is always there, showing how much of like nishtha he has to Prabhupada. And try to correct these very dangerous situations of people committing offense to Prabhupada. In this way, he's helping them. And they all become favorable later on. So Prabhupada himself, at that time, he was telling like, he has sent, Mahaprabhu has sent as he promised. So he's one of the dear associates of Prabhupada. So we know how now in Braj, Prabhupada's legacy is there. By his all these dear disciples. So our Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then he's showing to us this this principle of Shuddha Bhakti, Yukta Vairagya, Bhagavat Parampara, all these things, and especially showing this the importance of this Brihat Mridanga. This service in the production of books like this. So, and we know by Prabhupada's arrangement, as his desire, then he tried to send as many as possible, like widely, this preaching to the West. And therefore, his desire has been fulfilled. Now, then, all these teachings is all over the world. So, we are forever indebted to Prabhupada. Srila Gurudev once, he said in his prana mantra, we pray to Prabhupada as we pray Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamani. So he's saying he is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati as Mahaprabhu's dear associate. And then Madhur Ujwala Premajya Shri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida. So this is Madhur Ujwala Prem. He's giving this Madhur Ujwala Prem, the same Prem that our Goswamis have given. The one Mahaprabhu is actually trying to offer to the world through his associates. So otherwise, Gaurav said, if not for Prabhupada, how we know all these things? It was by mercy of Prabhupada that the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is given. Not just that, all the writings of our Goswamis are collected by his disciples. They were all collected. Sometimes we think that the Babaji's they own everything. Actually, of course, everyone was. The term Babaji really is like is not referred to a certain organization. Many of our Guru Varga, like our Goswamis, they are living like Paramahansa. So they are offered that respect of Babaji's. But then there's a section of those devotees who pretend or showing that they're Paramahansa, but they're actually living like immoral lives. So this is a very unfortunate situation. And this is causing like bad reputation to Vaishnavas. So during Prabhupada's time, this has been completely like corrected. People are beginning to see, Vaishnavas are actually, they're following, they're not like against society. They're following their dharma. They have some different, there's some students, they have grihastha, and Prabhupada also giving sannyas. So they're following, they're not breaking the society. But everything they're using for service of Bhagavan. Not using for promoting like caste, like superiority. like this. So, and when it comes to like properties, like books and writings of our Goswamis, many are from gathered by like renunciants, we call Babajis. But sometimes the idea is that they're all actually coming from the Sahajiya groups. But no, actually during the time of Prabhupada, many of these books were collected by our Gaudiya Math. But they're all in Bengali, and so now they're being translated to English. So it is by work of Prabhupada that now they're all available. So many gifts he has given, and on his appearance, then we can appreciate all these gifts. So not just this, but all his followers, all his extensions. That now we are very fortunate to be in this line. So also yesterday was Srila Gaur Govinda Goswami Maharaj disappearance day. He has chosen to leave this world on this day of Prabhupada, and I can only appreciate that he's trying to hide his glories and showing that really he's in this line of Prabhupada. Sometimes we think ISKCON is making many new changes, but no, even the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he's showing that the principles taught by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami is the same principles. He's very loyal to his Gurudev. And some Siddhantas may not be understood very nicely, but Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he would nicely explain it and show this is the actual Siddhanta, like this. So we know Srila Gaur Govinda Goswami Maharaj, his glory is only because we have association of his disciples. And I have actually not met him. I've heard some of his classes because by the mercy of his disciples, then it's all available everywhere on the internet, and he has his books also. But from hearing directly from his disciples and the Vaishnavas, then we can see, such a great personality. It is said that not just him, he's actually coming from very high class devotee family. He himself was telling that his grandfather, he witnessed himself. His grandfather, he left this world on Advaita Saptami. A day before that day, he said, tomorrow is Saptami, this month of Magh. And said, okay, I will leave my body tomorrow. So he already telling his son. So that means his father and his uncles. So then the next day, he brought them outside the house facing the sun. And then they're having kirtan. And his grandfather was asking, is the road to Puri clear? Have the pilgrims arrived in Puri? And his son, meaning his uncle, was telling, yes, now everyone in Puri. And so he said, okay, I will go. And in the middle of kirtan, he left his body in that month of Magh. And the same with that son, later on, his uncle. It's the same also in the Purnima of Magh. They all left in this month. They chose this month of Magh. Like many of our Guru Varga also, they're living in this month of Magh. Bhishma Dev also choosing the time, waiting for this time. So on the Purnima, the appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, the same thing. They chose that, and in the middle of kirtan. His father also the same, on that the same day, like this. So he's coming from that kind of family. So he said he was born already pure devotee. And he was never in any of this materialistic activities. Always absorbed, sometimes he would be embracing Srimad Bhagavatam while sleeping, like this. So he said that later on, of course, he was in family life, but after some time, he decided, I'll take sannyas. But then he was going around everywhere looking, who can give me sannyas? Who's my Gurudev? And we all know, he even went to Mathura, and some inspiration there from Gurudev to come here in Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaraman there he met his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. And so everyone knows how from the very beginning, very first meeting of Prabhupada, Prabhupada tell him, have you taken sannyas? And he said, yes. And he said, no. He said, I will give you. So he had a desire. Prabhupada, he saw, Prabhupada knows. And so he was confirmed that he is my Gurudev. And he said on his Diksha day, Prabhupada gave him also sannyas. And many others complained even, like, Prabhupada, how you can give him sannyas? He's very new. And Prabhupada said, you are new. He's not like you. He's from birth, like already a devotee, Mahabhagava. So there's so many glorifications of him. Later on, we know that service that he has done. He has in Bhubaneswar, now they have this great, not big temple. And Prabhupada really had a desire that they will have a temple of Jagannath. He said his disciples cannot enter Jagannath Mandir, and that's understandable because that has been the policy even the time of Mahaprabhu. Even Haridas Thakur, our Goswamis don't go there or cannot go there. But Prabhupada said, but we should have our temple where everyone can have darshan of Jagannath and worship Jagannath. So he said, you establish this place in Bhubaneswar. And he has dedicated fully establishing this. Prabhupada himself came there and stayed there for, if I'm not mistaken, 17 or 18 days, staying there. So he has translated many books of Prabhupada to Uriya language like this. So he said later on in his life, he is exhibiting all the symptoms of bhav. His body colors changes, sometimes green, like reddish, and and he's like appearing like sick, and people don't understand. His disciples are so much like feeling so much problem. They would consult many Ayurvedic doctors, some even called like exorcists, like thinking some ghost maybe like this. And they, like one Ayurvedic doctor's like, no, this is not like sickness. He even said like, oh, these are like what the symptoms of bhav. And our Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he also confirmed. So very rare opportunity like to meet devotees like this. So Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj is that kind of caliber. He's very fearless, we know. And you can listen how fearless and how he become absorbed also in kirtan. And we can see, like, we meet some of his disciples, the way they talk, also like how he is talking, very strong, like this. So we are remembering him. It said that on Prabhupada's appearance day, yesterday, he was in Mayapur. He was asked some questions about, like, Mahaprabhu. He became absorbed in remembering Mahaprabhu. And at some point, he stopped, and he could not continue anymore. And he said, Nam Kuro, like, he was telling everyone else, just chant. Then after that, he just left, like this. So, of course, so many more are glorious, but this is only how much time and capacity to glorify. But we pray unto these great personalities that they continue to bless us. They are our well-wishers and help us, guide us along the way to become qualified servants of our Gurudev and member, bona fide member of this family. Vansha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vevacha patitanam pavana vashnam.
Om Agyana.
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakya. Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Vancha Kalpatrubhyastra Kripasandu Vevata. Vidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanam thousands of times, the Lord Siddhashi Paramaradadam Guru Pada Padma Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanam thousands of times, the Lord Siddha of my Sri Rupa Anuga Gauriya Guru Varga. I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanam unto all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. We are celebrating the Vyas Puja Titi of Srila Jagadguru Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Also, Param Gurudev's, and now Sarangya Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Buddhev Shoti Goswami Maharaj. So all these associates of Prabhupada, you can see that their Vyas Puja Titi is coinciding same time with the Vyas Puja of Prabhupada. Therefore, you can understand they have a nitya sambandha with Prabhupada. Because it is said, like in Shastra, for instance, that before the Guru awakes, the disciple should awaken. Only after the Guru goes to sleep, the Guru should take rest. And after the Guru takes honors Mahaprasad, then the disciple honors Mahaprasad. This way, always taking the remnants and always being ready. Seva Sukham Chatmana, always being ready for that service of Sri Guru Varga, Gurudev. So therefore, the Parikars, the associates of Prabhupada, you can see they have all arrived, they've all taken, their Vyaspis have all come during this time, before Prabhupada's Titi, around this time. Why? Because they are now preparing, getting ready for Prabhupada's Seva. And to serve him. And this is, you can see, this sambandha, it is eternal, it is nitya. Guru and disciples' relation, it is eternal. Therefore, Prabhupada, he has so many antaranga parishads. And we know that Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, he was anyatam, he was foremost of all of them. And we can see even Saranga Gosai Maharaj, it was Vinod Bihari Brahmachari who brought him to Prabhupada. He was the Vaishnava explained, and Gurudev also has explained, that they were actually very high position in the railway, Indian railway. And their name was Krishna Chandra Bandopadhyay, I think, and Atul Chandra Bandopadhyay. They were two disciples, two officers who were working there. And they had heard about Mayapur. After Bhaktivinoda Thakur had established Mayapur, then that time, the glories of the Mahapur's birthplace, automatically it began spreading. Like a lotus, when it opens, then its fragrance naturally it spreads everywhere. And you can smell that lotus miles away. So when Mahapur's birthplace was established by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, then naturally the glories of Mayapur Dham, Yoga Pit, that Shuddha Bhakti, that Mahapur's glories, Unnata Ujula Prem Ras, that all the glory, the fragrance of that began spreading everywhere. So they heard about these glories of Mayapur, glories of Prabhupada, and they wanted to come and see, visit. But that time there was no proper roads, even the railway line, it only went up to Krishna Nagar. And that from there is like 20 kilometer walk to Mayapur, 10, 15, 20 kilometer like that. So anyhow, they came as far as they could, and it was the hot month, May, June, like this. And they were walking, they arrived there in Mayapur around 2, 3 o'clock. By that time already, Thakurji had been closed, and all Vaishnavas, they are chanting their Harinam in their bhajan kutir, taking rest, anything. And there was no one there. But Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, he was the superintendent manager of all Gaudiya Math, especially Brajpattan, Narahari Seva Vigrapur, and Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, they were always there, looking after and serving. So Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, he was moving around, cleaning, serving, checking everything. That time he saw all these two distinguished gentlemen, they came. Immediately he came and gave them some gamcha. He said, oh, take bath in Radhakund, Shyamakund, It's called Brajpattan. Why? Because there Prabhupada had established Giriraj, Govardhan, Radhakund, Shyamakund, everything there. It's non-different. So you take some rest. It is very hot now. I will arrange for your prasad. Then immediately, Vinod Bihari, he is never going to kitchen and cooking. But he knows everything because he is Vinod Manjari. So naturally he went and gathering some leaves and sticks and everything, he started fire, he put rice. Then in that rice water, he took one cloth, put dal and he tied. Then he put some aloo also in, some aloo and a few vegetables in that rice water also. And by the time the rice was boiled, the dal was boiled, and the vegetables and aloo was boiled, then taking the dal out, then he chonked the dal, taking the aloo out, then some of the aloo he made into dry sabji and chonked, then some he took the water from some boiled water with aloo and other sabji he made into rasa, and with imli leaves he's pasting, then he made chutney and some fruit cutting and some lemon and ginger and chili, everything. Before that, before when they had come back, then they saw, oh, so many items, big feast, and then he fed them. And he said, now, just now, Prabhupada will come out, just in a shortly, he will come for chanting and darshan, then Vinod Bihari, he arranged for them to see Prabhupada. Then the Saranga Goswami Prabhu, then hearing from Harikatha from Prabhupada, hearing the glories of Mayapur and Yogipit, the glories of the holy name, then his heart was convinced, oh, here I have now met a real sadhu. And then every day, every month, he began donating 5 rupees. That time, 5 rupees would be like today, you're offering, donating like 5 lakhs or more even. And then the monthly maintenance of the mud, everything was managed easily within that 5 rupees. Also, the Atul Chandra Bandarpadhyay, later he also took diksha, and he is one who compiled Gaudiya Kantahar. He also began giving some monthly donation in that way. But then shortly after, Saranga Goswami Maharaj, because of this seva and hearing Harikatha and coming to the shelter of Prabhupada, then he lost all interest in everything. This is the quality of Sadguru. He said that, Tasmad Gurung Prapadyeta Yigyashu Shaya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanya Upasam Ashram. That the symptom of a Sadguru is that he is realized in Shabda Brahma, in Parabrahma, and he's completely detached. And anyone who comes in contact with him also, through his Harikatha, through his mercy, they will also become engaged in bhakti, and they will also, this detachment will come in their heart. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chaya Rohoidukam. This Vairagyam must come. So little contact, we can see immediately then he gave up everything. He said, I want to come now. Then they were saying, oh, but how would this 5 rupees, then where it will come from? He said, why are you worrying for 5 rupees? I'll bring 5,000 rupees every month, no problem. And really then Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, he took diksha, everything, and he was given this title, Aprakrit Prabhu. Because his nature, he was transcendental. Prabhupada also gave him the title, Maha Maho Padeshak. Not any ordinary instructor, but he was highly learned. He was also the editor of, I think, the Gaudiya. And he was so learned, and his character was so transcendental, aprakrit. Aprakrita vastu nahe prakrita gochar. You cannot understand Vaishnava by your mundane intelligence and your understanding. Only by hearing from the Vaishnava can we understand something about the aprakrit transcendental nature. And really then he began going everywhere preaching. He was so clever, intelligent. He knew he would go to these big markets where they would stock wholesale grain there. There would be sacks and sacks of rice and grain and everything, dal, everything. So then he went to the district, this town hall there with the tax collector. He said, I want to borrow your car. And he said, he preached them, and said, for one day, I think he did some, I don't know what reason, but that he had some owed some favor to Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. He said, I don't need anything, you give me your car and your driver for one day. And he took his car and he came with the tax collector's car there to the market. And when all the shopkeepers, they saw, oh, tax collectors come. Then immediately they began, you know, hiding their books, this, that. They're all scrambling. Then Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj said, oh, don't worry. I've not come for this. I've come for this. And he bought one truck, and all the shopkeepers, they were giving one bag, two bags, all grains and everything. And then within a short time, big truck of all grain and all items, oil, ghee, sugar, everything came to the temple. Then the devotees, they were all astonished. Oh, this is enough not only for 1 month, this is enough for a whole year. And this way, before Gaurapunim, all big festivals, he was always going, collecting in this way. One time he saw that, Vaishnava explained, one time he saw there was one big business industrialist. He's running factory, this and that. And he felt, oh, he's wasting, just like if you go to Suvarnavihar, then Narad Rishi, he came there. He saw he had compassion on the king there and he preached to the king and he turned him to devotee. So you're wasting your life. So Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj, he thought, oh, this person also, he's wasting his life. He doesn't even have 1 minute time to chant, do any seva, anything. So he came and he told the gatekeeper, I want to speak with the boss. So he went to the boss and said, oh, one sadhu is come. He said, oh, give him 5 rupees and send him. Then he said, no, I don't want this 5 rupees. Then he went back and then he said, no, he doesn't want the 5. Okay, give him 100 and send him. And he came back and tried to give 100 and said, no, I want to speak. Then the boss said, no, I don't have any time, send him. So then Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj, he was not able to meet and he was very sad. Then it happened, then like 6 months later, 1 year, he was preaching in that area, and then one beggar came to him and fell at his feet and offered his pranam and touched his feet. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj stepped back. He said, oh, how can I help you? How can I serve you? Then he said, oh, please forgive me, I'm a great offender. That 1 year ago you came to my factory. You wanted to see me, but I was so proud, I was so puffed up, so intoxicated with my wealth, I didn't even give you 1 minute of my time. And now look what has happened to me. I've lost everything. Now I'm a beggar on the street begging for 2 pennies. Then Bhakti Saranga Sama said, listen, I did not come for your money. I came to tell you one thing. And what I came to tell you then, I'll tell you now. Now, even now you have the chance. Labdvasa durlamam idam bahu sambhavante manusyam artanam nitya piha dirda turnam yadeta napater kalu mrityu yava nishasha visha kalu sarvatashat. Napater mrityu yava. Till your body has not fallen down, do hari bhajan. Because sense enjoyment is available in any species of life. This human birth is very rare. Do bhajan. Don't waste your time. Even now you're sitting here, come with me. Take hari mala. Take shelter of Prabhupada. Take shelter of the Vaishnava. Stay in the dham. Do your bhajan. But that unfortunate person, still, you can see. That's what Parangurde used to say. Someone used to say, oh, you are distributing harinam, all these things. Why don't you distribute food and cloth to these beggars? Parangurde said, our doors are always open. You bring one beggar here. Look, I'll show you. He called one beggar. You just leave this begging. I'll give you harinam, dhoti. You just come here. You attend Mangalarti. Take Mahaprasadam in 3 days. And you just have to chant 16 rounds. We'll maintain you for the rest of your life. And the beggar is saying, oh, just give me 5 rupees, just give me 5 rupees. He wants 5 rupees, but he doesn't want to come and be maintained for the rest of life and give up all his troubles. So that industrialist also, Sanangu gave him mercy, but to accept that mercy, then also, there has to be a little bit of desire. But ultimately, our Guru Varga, like Nityanandarupa, even if you don't have the desire, they'll give you the desire. They'll give you that begging bowl to receive that mercy. So there, and you can see another speciality about Sadanga Goswami Prabhu is that asaktistat gunakane pritistat vasatistale. See, wherever his mats are, wherever his bhajan kuti is, always there in very special places. He has his mat there in Imlitala. This is where Krishna, in the separation from Srimati Radharani, he turned golden complexion. Mahaprabhu sit there every day and meditate on the prem of Srimati Radhika. Imlitala, such an important place. There is mat is there. And then here in Nandagaon, next to Pavan Sarovar, there next in the midst of all the Brajbasi, Saranga Goswami Bhajan Kutit is there, he's also doing bhajan there. Therefore, he is truly his aprakrit. And today he's also his Vyas Puja. He's also Anantananga Parishad of Srila Prabhupada. The unlimited glories. Falena Parichayate. You can see Prabhupada's, you can understand Prabhupada's glory by the glory of his Antaraj, his association. So many Vaishnavas, unlimited Vaishnavas, and yesterday all their disciples and grand disciples, they all came here and blessed this place. Not for the first time, but for the second time already. So this is the causeless mercy of Srila Gurudev, and this is the causeless mercy of the Vaishnavas. They are arranging for us. They are not giving us money, jewels, diamonds, car, iPhone, laptops, all the things. What are they giving us? They are giving us this satsanga. Why? Ekaki amar nahe payabal harinam sankirtane tumi kripa kori sadha bindu diya deho krishna namadane. So we are praying in this way to the lotus feet of Guru Padma and the Vaishnavas. They may continuously always be merciful to us and keep us in their association. Vancha kalpitrupasa kipasindhavya.
Ongyanotimirandhasya gnanjana salakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha vanchakalpaturubhyasya kripasindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha naumabhadannaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Srijibi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahoite Vignana Sabhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Jeev ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karan Narasimha Dev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishvapata Giri Raj Govardhan Jeev ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai, Prajamandal Dham ki jai, Prajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Prajashtari Madhishtari Pranashtari Shmata Dharani ki jai, Prajadivigan ki jai, Samvet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramande Hadiharibol. Now is today's Prabhupada, Antaranga Parshad Parikar, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj appears there. Yesterday, when Prabhupada Sastakur appears there, Prabhupada's childhood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Diksha Guru, Bipin Bihari Goswami is coming time to time. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur offering him Sastanga Dandat Pranam. And his two feet is putting in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's top head. And sometime his two feet, his feet is putting Bhaktivinoda Thakur's chest on top of. Prabhupada is looking everything, but not saying anything. After Bhaktivinoda Thakur going, his magistrate, his court going, then Prabhupada's childhood, not too much bigger, but his one day, is going between Bihari Goswami Gurudev near, asking, oh, you know who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur? You know him? However proud your two feet is, you giving Bhaktivinoda Thakur head on top of, after some time giving him top of chest. You are very proud? He is asking, you have soul identity? You know your soul? You know Bhaktivinoda Thakur's soul? You know my soul? You are, why are you looking only body? You are Brahmin? You are thinking I am great and superior and higher scholar and royal? And oh, you are other caste? Lower caste? Then, and now I am giving you place? But then he is starting. Soul is Brahmin or soul is Shudra? You have any evidence? He asking Prabhupada. Then this Guru He has no answer. Also, he is coming and then he is cooking himself and offering bhoga, then he is taking. Otherwise, Bhaktivinoda Thakur touching anything, his disciples, your grand disciples, your family, he is not touching. He say, proper asking. So you are giving diksha, then you disciple, and you give mantra. Now he is chanting mantra, you disciple. Now he is not qualified for offering bhoga in God. Yes, yes, no problem. But then this prasadam, why not you taking? He offering God, God taking, but you not taking. No. Next life you will be Brahmin, then possible. Now his caste is the Brahmin caste. So you are accepting him disciple, yeah, no? Then you not accepting his prasadam, then God how can accept him? Many questions one by long time, Prabhupada, there is no time, many all time Bhaktivinoda Thakur there, and front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur not arguing. But after he is catching and asking many questions, he is not possible giving any answer, and he running, never coming back. Forever he is gone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur not know these things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur one day asking, what happened? Vimala Prasad, my Guru Maharaj, it is what you are talking? What you are saying? My Guru Maharaj never coming now more? Say, Guru and disciples has need his relationship, but he not accepting in you. How is Guru? Guru, anybody is accepting, purifying, and then making qualified, and also his all like nectar, yeah, his mercy, bless is giving, and after he will be qualified and he is accepting. Like Prabhupada saying, cows eating husk and grasses, dry these leaves, but cow is giving milk. Milk everybody accepting. All are like milk. So he is accepting in you. But you not drinking grass and husk. You eating Mahaprasadam. But he not accepting you anything. He not accepting you also. How he are Guru? Guru accepting disciple means disciple with his relation and disciple serving Guru. But he not accept your any service. Only his feet is giving in your head and chest. Why giving? He has no power. He not purify you, not accepting in you, why giving his feet? Bhaktivinoda Thakur hearing many things, but silence. Say, no, respecting elder, senior, not like this. You disobey and asking, arguing, fighting with them. No, no good for you. I am calling him, forgiveness for you, praying his name, excuse me, forgive me. You are requesting him. See, he never coming more. He is not Guru. Guru and disciple with his good relationship. But he not accept you. How is Guru? He has no power, no capacity. Vipin Bihari Goswami never can come more and no more. Bhaktivinoda Thakur requesting, calling, never come. Sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur going and giving some respectful obeisances, and some gift or presentation, but he never. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepting Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. With this Jagannath Das Babaji relation, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj with this, yes, Bhagavat Parampara, Bhagavatya Guru Parampara relationship. Other things is Smarto, yes, Jati Gosai, Kul Guru, this. They are like a show, not real heart. And with the soul, is your soul relation for, they cannot possible helping. So now he is telling Prabhupada, accepting disciples, Prabhupada is saying, our this center, opening many center, Prabhupada, also 64 Gaudiya Math not only, other many, many centers. Prabhupada is saying, this center has like no qualified, bona fide math rakhogi, devotee, president, don't be worried. Here is who present? My Guru Maharaj, Gaurakshodhar Babaji Maharaj, Guru Parampara, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, and Braja Gopal, all are present. You are come in this temple, ashram, center, you serving, they are teaching in you, helping in you, and give you training until Gaudiya called, meaning Srimati Radharani and her followers are present. They are continue teaching you, helping in you. They are not neglect and they are not hate. They are not look your faults and guilties. They not give punishment, but they changing and purifying and they accepting. Therefore, never left in the ashram and society and not going outside. Outside going then is Maya. There are many centers. Thousand crore center, many yogi, bhogi, karmi, jnani, many rishi, maharshi, tapasvi, mayavadi, buddha, jaini, parsi, yudhi, Christian, many mayadevis, all are pretender, all are like this, officer, there, IB, CBI, like this, inspector, IRS, they all adhikari. Called their adhikari, officers. So don't go. They are going and they catching like scorpion, like tiger, elephant. Outside is like this, very nice. This thing, I am swelling in you and forever you with me. I am Brahma, you will be Brahma. Meaning tiger swelling, you have corporal swelling, inside snake swelling, then you are inside the ongoing, you will be snake. What is your identity? No need identity. I am snake, you will be snake. To all mayavadi karmi jnani making. Karmi making karmi, jnani making jnani, bogi making bogi, yogi making yogi. All Brahmavad. Prabhupada says, don't leave this center. Here is all my Guru Varga, Guru Parampara present. They are continue helping you, continue serving you, continue take care of you. Here too, not going 1 inch distance. This center is not my, this center is Guru Varga's. They are all are your guardian and authority, master. So Prabhupada arranging these things, like nice family members, sending his nice school, nice teaching center, training center, they sending. Similar, Prabhupada is arranging all disciples for nice center. Everywhere. Sometimes Prabhupada going, they coming, meeting, otherwise all time they following these bhaktis, all limbs and rules. Chanting Harinam and all things following, continue running. Like Guru Varga accepting us. Then like not present now, but everything running, how running? They are present, not alone. They are all with his, assured with his present. They take care of us, teaching us, helping us, and giving training, everything they are helping. So this Aprakita center. So now this Goswami Maharaj, his childhood to his going in this, there have temple house, Brahmin family, worshipping Radha Madhav, and he is going in temple room and sitting, then asking, what are you doing there? What are you doing there? He is also asking, what are you doing there? So I am worshipping, I know mantra, I have Brahmin Diksha, you have no Diksha, why going temple? Asking childhood, very kid, asking him, what is he saying, you know? I say, yes, you have diksha, then you have diksha, then I am your, then I have also diksha. I am not any others, I am not a Muslim, I am not a Christian, you say, I am your, yes, you are my, parents tell you are my, then you have diksha, meaning I have diksha, I am your. So I know mantra, I am chanting mantra, worshipping, you know mantra? Yes, I know many mantra. So what? You are my father, you are my mother, you are my uncle, you are my brother. This is mantra. Relation. Huh? The smiling, smiling, laughing, bah. Very expert giving answer. Now his elder brother reading this, his school books. He is going, all books is taking. He is reading all books. Say, you are not going primary school, how you know these high school books? So what is high school, primary school? Same language, same things, everything is equal. You are doing classification. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But all things is, everything's teaching is same. But only your category and step by step, like you are trying to showing, I am now high class, qualified, and I am now degree, I have now this and that, but this is nothing. Now his parents are giving school, what happened, you know? His school going, is playing here and there. After, he is discussing with his teacher, tutor, principal. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Also that school is very nice, missionary school. Meaning this Abhinandanath Thakur ki, many, many this Brahma dharmas. But they like Gita. He is every day after classes finish 1 hour, they giving a special coaching class for Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, this Vedanta Upanishad. He is class follow. After this, everything following, he is very postgraduate, means everywhere scholar. Now, this is changing the school, high school complete, then going college, then this headmaster, he is sending him other high school, college, there he is giving certificate with his another one letter. Oh, this is, he is going to your college, but he is very qualified. You giving him a hotel and give money, laws, yeah, everything, and free, and also his all room, everything arranging. He is very nice boy. So now this letter, he's before sending, his parents are gone for school admission for looking, they're all are waiting for his welcome. After some time, what happened? This call is, his complete first class mark with his or good way is crossing this classes all. After his certificate giving, no, that time government, British government, British all big, big officers are came. Money school, like his investigation for, all inspection for. They come, they're looking and asking, oh, they, at a time, they're telling, oh, Dhanbad, this railway department, you, this Bada Babu post, superintendent post for you. Then he see, I am going now service for, his parents are very happy, bah, now it's a lot of money, big post, and service is good, but his nature is different. He didn't like this service and this post and this money, this craziness, anything. That time his first time meeting with his Nishikanta Sanal, his professor Chakur disciple, his director, big post his, and he is preaching him very nicely. He is hearing and then very greedy. Then after inviting Prabhupada in Dhanbad, 3 days Prabhupada is staying in his house and giving Harinam. After Prabhupada gone, then asking Prabhupada, I am now his service post is here, but how can I am serving in you? Guru Seva necessary. Mahaprabhu's service necessary. Then Prabhupada is saying, yes, true. Without Guru Seva, no Diksha Mantra, no manifesting, no realization coming. Seva is Samandha. Seva is coming near, bring close to you, us. And this Seva is, service is giving Mamata, affection. So then, serving, then he is, what doing, you know? His office duty, every day, until 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, morning 9 to 5. After 5 o'clock, he is taking one car, he is going all, there is many relay, this officer's room, yeah, other colony, everywhere going, and his evening time preaching and collecting. Then government near is some complaining other thus. Oh, he is Bada Babu, he is officers, but he is like lower class people, third class, fourth grade near is going and taking chanda collection. This is not good. Then they giving answer, officers, British. Say, he is giving his duty. After what he is doing, this is not your question. Now he is every month collecting and giving Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada one day saying, oh, Mayapur has all straw hut, clay mud with his, and straw with his making Vaishnavas for small room. But rainy season, flood time, very disturbed. So I have desire, need making bricks with his, some building for Vaishnavas, Otitishala, or bhaktas for devotees for some rooms. So I am making bricks with his labors. My poor clay is, mud is very nice, making bricks, but this need is fire, burning for, so need coal. So you arranging, then he say, Gurudev, your order. He is gone coal miner and going factory also. Sometime after Prabhupada also came, and he is looking, going 1,800 feet down this coal factory. When coal cutting and taking out, Prabhupada also looking, this coal miner, Baba, how is this? 1,800 feet down. And also there is big town like, thousand worker working. All electricity there, coal is cutting and coming off, lift and everything. He's gone, Goswami Maharaj, and meeting with this company's Malik owner, telling, he's preaching, say, what you need? So I need my Mayapur for coals. How much? One rail wagon. Money, one rail has like 10 buggy, 20 buggies, so all full of coal I need. Say yes. So you, but you give me free. Say yes, I'm giving free. They say this rail, his rail company is Bada Babu, but rail is in, this fair fee also you giving. He is agree. Okay, I'm everything giving. Why he is, how is speaking, how is his look? How is his, everybody addressing him, Sahib, Bada Babu. And also his color, also his everything, very smart. Or Pandiji is addressing. So he is giving, first time in this Krishnagar came this coal. After Bulkaru is carrying, Mayapur is many bricks. There is arranging, and after making this, Chaitanya Math building everywhere. After some time, he has desire, or Prabhupada has desire, like 1-2 years after, Jogapit has only temple, but not this bhaktas devotees for room, house. After next, he is going for king near that area, the Hazaribagh, and there too, talking with his king and queen, preaching and bringing this coal, all Mayapur for. Then starting this, also he is every day collecting and bringing. Sometime after, he came Mayapur and taking Diksha and left everything, and then he is going for preaching. He all time renting car, and taking 2-3 brahmachari with him and going all office, all court, everywhere going and preaching. Everybody respecting. Until not in Bengal, Bihar, Odisha, Madras, Bombay, Delhi, Prabhupada, everywhere Bhaktivedanta Bhavan Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Sothi Maharaj, Hayagiri Brahmachari, Bhaktivedanta Madhav Goswami Maharaj, like 4-5 personality with his one group, all-time sending. Acharya Tri Kunjibhari Vidyavasan Prabhu also going, but he all-time within Prabhupada, continue. The preaching for Prabhupada is sending. First they are going and arranging this situation platform, and after Prabhupada going, there is preaching. Therefore, is over world, this center is open, manifest. But Prabhupada, what saying? He is Nityananda Annoy, Nityananda Abhinna Prakash. One time Calcutta, Naya Panchaditta, Sankha, some Vidyaratna, he is too much against of Gaudiya Math writing and publishing, Prabhupada against, and giving in his newspaper. Then this Ananda Bazar Patrika, Jugantar Patrika, Amrita Bazar, statements, many newspaper is printing, and it's direct challenging. Then Prabhupada near these news printers, all are came and showing him. Then Prabhupada showing this Goswami Maharaj, he is gone, this person's near, alone, no need to think. He is gone and asking. You are Sankho, Naya, Panchanon, and you are Siddhanta Ratna, big, big your titles. First you talked with me, what are you writing this paper? What is meaning? So you know what are you writing? After he's one by one explaining, that person, he is shaking, like he's toilet passing, he's sweating, his leg will be a heart attack. After he say, Mahapurush, Mahabhagavat, this appear this world, and you are trying to insulting him and controlling. And but there, you know, with whom you fighting? Where? Prahlad Maharaj's patience is tolerates. Naradishi has patience. They tolerates everything. But you know, Chatushan, they never tolerates. At a time giving punishment. That you are Sankho, Naya, Panchanan, Tirtha, this and that. I am also great scholar, Brahmin family. Yeah. Now you asking any question, yeah, I am asking you any question, you not giving answer, then what, how much punishment coming for you? What need punishment you? Face to face, then he is came within Goswami Maharaj and Prabhupada Niyar and forgiveness for uprising and much requesting, and after Prabhupada Niyar hearing Harikatha. So Prabhupada, any times, any way, any problems create, Goswami Maharaj, everywhere is solving. But Prabhupada, how much is love for him, you know? One time, Janmashtami before, his rainy season, he's going for preaching, collecting all festival, not one temple, Kolkata Bagh Bazar temple for Chaitanya Math, for Jogpit, for Shiva Sangon, how many temple, Prabhupada? All temple need is management nicely. All Dhaka, university, everywhere collecting, but need is big amount and huge, large. He's collecting. So collecting, he has big fever. And that time, this fever coming, this malaria, pneumonia, typhoid, then Calcutta is only hospital and some medicine. Mayapur has nothing, no doctor, no medicine, nothing. So he's one day not telling anything, today, after his body complete, high fever and senseless, he's in doom. Prabhupada hearing, Prabhupada gone, sitting in his head nearby, complete night he's giving cold water with his cloth with his, only giving cloth, cold water with his, become heat like his vapor coming. This much, his body is also big body, healthy, also red color, Now Prabhupada come at night and sending this brahmacharis Calcutta doctor near. Doctor came and giving medicine. Early morning his sense is calm. Then looking Prabhupada is near, he's crying, telling, oh, my parents are also not too much love for me, not thinking about me. You are my life to life, my guru, my everything. How much you care for me? After morning time, Prabhupada is saying, okay, now fever is little less, you eating something. I am coming time to time. See, Prabhupada, I am missing 3-4 days, 5 days, I am sick. Janmashtami came, all collection is off, stop now. Also, he is not going. Nobody giving anybody anything. Everybody respecting him. And everybody has too much love and respect and affection for him. He is going, people, sack by sack, pack, everything is they giving. Anything needed once. So now, Prabhupada says, no need collection, you good health. Say, Prabhupada, my karma, I don't know what is mercy, your. Now I am stop my service. 3-4 days I am distance to service and distance to you. Then Prabhupada saying, okay, now in lifetime, never any disturbance and problems coming your near, never coming. You preaching, you helping, you everything is doing, everything will be well. Then Goswami Maharaj, he is saying, Prabhupada, that day is mercy. In my life is day and night, what is sick, what is weak, what is tired, I don't know. He is continuous serving. And also, how he is respecting his all quality, all qualification, but is Trinadopi Sunicho. Dainya daya anya man pratishtha parjan. Chari gune gune hai kara kirtan. His prasadam time, devotees are bhaktas are many things offering bhoga, bringing for him. He is everything respecting, all little, little taking, everywhere to mixing, little bit taking, offering pranam. Oh, Mahaprasad, you forgive me. I cannot disobey. But not giving a demonstration to anybody, no left. Oh, all things they are to taking one plate, little bit, you are mixing, eating, bas. How simple life. Never is proud. Never. His disciple, grand disciple, like his Godbrother disciple, our Bhaktivinoda Goswami Maharaj, he's in Koralbagh Delhi temple opening time. He is inviting. Maharaj giving classes. How is he happy? He is calling my Guru Maharaj. Yeah, he is all Godbrothers also that time, Bhakti Devan Maharaj there, others are there. So he respecting everybody. So today is appearance day. This humility, not too easy thing. People telling, but he is saying one day, bhajan karite mane balachir sad, tinadobai sunis loke pole galo bad. Bhajan for desire, but in hearing tinadobai sunise na, then bhajan is finished. No possible bhajan. No tinadobai sunis, then not possible bhajan. This is big band, big dam. Checking anybody, everybody. Tinadobai sunis ta, this mass, then this mass bhajan. All time continue Trinadopi Sunis remembering and following, practicing, then is possible bhajan. Otherwise, what are all? What is bhajan? Only was show, only for show, nothing. So he is giving class and harikatha. Hearing, then understanding, and he is writing. Many temple after Prabhupada is Western country. Prabhupada disappears, that day also is a Western country. England, England, Mauritius, Burma, Rangoon, Japan, German, everywhere he is going preaching. And England, Goldimut, he is fastest starting. He is meeting with his, not ordinary, he is going King, Queen, Elizabeth, meeting with his big, big
officers preaching there. All are one time England is big meeting, all inviting all religions. There all are scholar. He is also there. Then everybody nirakar followers, all no sakar, all nirakar, nirgun, and he is alone one person. He is telling goddess form, goddess swarup. Then all are asking, attacking. Are you showing us? Then understanding you are your goddess swarup and sakar. Possible you showing? So 3 days give me time. I am after 3 days. Inside 3 days, I am showing in you. Then he is England. Big meeting, up that 3 days, he takes time. Then he is praying Prabhupada, praying Mahaprabhu. And one day, past day and night, next day gone, night time he is sleeping. Then Lord Narayan saying, Adakshas Narayan, say, I am present this England is Great Britain, in all world is mine. I am present under tree here. You come, I am meeting with you and you are showing me. Then he is early morning quickly gone under tree, many jungle and grasses, very nice. And there too, finding, looking this Adakshas Narayan Murti. Then he is bringing, he says, look, God, darshan giving for you, his swarup with his is come. I am not going anywhere. I am not bringing anywhere to, he is himself come. After he is giving his class, 3 hours, every stillness, all are shaking, all are changing. Then queen is giving this land, you opening center here. And everybody stop this challenge. So Prabhupada, his antaranga parshad, inside his Prabhupada, all time present. Yesterday also I am saying, Guru Bhargava, all time present. But where? All our heart has room for them, then they are coming. My heart is for other persons for room. My nephew, my niece, my son, grandson, my relatives, my lover, lover brother, lover father, many other for room. Then how can coming God and Guru Bhargava? My heart is clean. I love for my Guru. Then Guru's for room is here. Then Guru is coming, then everything is coming. But I can clean. I cannot make for room this here. Then Galaji Divas Nasibyar Ebe Krishna Kyupai. Time is passing, million life is gone. But not possible making is playing center for God. Yeah, Guru's for heart. Everybody is for room, but not for Guru, not for Vaishnava. Then contaminate place. Then where I am finding? Therefore, this Guru Bhargava has this power. Praying they are near, they are blissful, they are helping, cleaning, making room for God, center my heart. And also there will be present. How present? Therefore telling Dibbat Bindaranya Kalpadrumadho. Gurudev give me Diksha. Then telling everybody, hey, you thinking this, Dibbat Bindaranya Kalpadrumadho. Simadvatnagar Singha Sanastu. Sisirada Sila Govinda Debbo, Prashta Olibi, Sebumannu Smurami, Olibi, all Parikar Sakibi, continue serving Radha Govinda. You thinking, you're heartily thinking, you praying and remembering. What I am thinking, game, play. And after, share bazaar, share market, tournaments, how many things, serial. So here is room. How? So this Guru Bhargava, merciful. They are cleaning, purifying. And then they making playing center and room for, Krishna's foreign. Therefore, this Gaudiya's, this line is very simple, very sweet, and very easy. But only you are begging, praying, and crying, and try to follow. easily the giving. So now is time is over. Now tomorrow next hearing. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Guru.